do college football and wine have in common? You might be surprised.
Our chef Richard Hake is ready to make your next party a smash.
And we'll be joined by a wine expert who has some can't-miss advice. All of this and much more is next.
I'm not a great fool, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of you. But you must have known I was not a great fool, so I can clearly not choose the wine in front of me.
Truly, you have a dizzying intellect.
Wait till I get going. Let's drink. Me from my glass, and you from yours.
The Wine Crush, your weekly tour of the world of wine and the people who enjoy it. And now, here are your hosts, Laura Lawson and Michael Ambrose.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And you are tuning in to the weekly show that's all about the grape in all its glory, the quest to learn everything about wine, and all the fine details that tend to fall in between. And today, we are so excited that we are actually coming out of our seats. Yes, my producer's been yelling at me to actually stay on mic. It is our salute to college football season. Look, I wait all summer, anxiously looking at newspapers, looking at hurt reports, injury reports, and in the case of the SEC, arrest reports, to see what kind of season we are going to have. So today we are wearing our college colors and are ready to raise the roof over the next hour as we tie wine and football into one neat little package. And how are we going to do that?
We have no idea.
All right, but never fear, Winecrust Nation. We will have fun whether we're successful or not. Also on today's show, our winery chef Richard Hake has a perfect recipe for a tailgate or football party.
And Sharon McCarthy from Banffy will join us to spread her wine wisdom.
And always, we are hoping that you will join in, be part of the show, and you can do that either through email, info@winecrush.com, or you can call us at 877-4-CRUSH-1.
And a handsome, sexy voice will tell you what to do from there.
And as all of our listeners know, that will not be Michael's voice.
Oh, shut up, Laura.
That's absolutely impossible. You know that. All right. Actually, Michael and I went to different colleges, so there's a chain link fence between us in the studio today.
Yes, there is. You happen to have gone to one of the great football schools in the world. I just went to a really cool college.
I went to a great school, period. All right, before we start singing our school's fight songs, Michael, what have you been drinking this week?
Well, Laura, I had a great red wine last night from Sonoma. St. Francis is wonderful juice.
Tom Mackey and the boys at St. Francis do a great
job.
They
really do.
He actually just passed that off to a woman winemaker.
No kidding? Well,
yes.
I'll tell you, the wine was great. Had a big old ribeye steak cooked on the grill with some sauteed onions. Marvelous.
I had a chance to try something new for our listeners. If you've had a chance in your local restaurants, there's been a wine out for about 12 months called Silver Palm Cabernet.
I've heard of it.
It's produced by the fine people at Kendall Jackson. They have finally come out with a white matchmate to that wine, and it's called Geode, G-E-O-D-E.
I see. I think that's a term that describes rocks, is it not?
You would know. Rocks in the head, you should be able to get on with that. But actually, the Chardonnay that's in Geode is from Santa Barbara, and it is great. It is full-bodied. It has a lot of butter. It has a lot of complexity to it. So I think I have a new favorite Chardonnay, and it's under $15 for a change.
Well, that's cool.
All right, as we kick off today's show, get it, kick off?
Yes.
All right. College football and wine. These two don't sound like they should go together, but you might be surprised. I know that all of our University of Georgia fans are known for putting the Jim Beam in their Coca-Cola or Jack Daniels in, and we get into the game.
I think I did that 4 years ago.
But it's fun watching now as you go back and you tailgate, whether it's your college kids there or whether it's their mothers or whether it's just the old crazy alum, you're seeing a lot more bottles of wine in those coolers these days.
Yeah.
So I think Chardonnay has definitely become part of tailgating,
you know,
because we all ask ourselves the question, what's the proper wine to drink before 10 in the morning?
It's called the breakfast of champions.
Absolutely. What am I drinking for breakfast? All right, but Michael, when you think about football parties, what foods come to mind for you?
Well, a couple come immediately to mind. Chicken wings, chips and dips, all those kind of things. Big old hot dogs, those are the kind of foods that come to my mind.
Yes, you can definitely tell that Michael's not from a true football school, because when we tailgate at University of Georgia, oh, I don't know, there's full sandwiches, there's petty fours, there's great dips, there's great fish dishes. Of course, you know, we have the tablecloths, we actually bring the silver have the candelabras, and we do full spreads.
Okay.
But yes, no, I do say chicken wings are definitely part of any great football evening.
What kind of wine goes good with those kind of foods? I have a series of alcoholic beverages that I would suggest. Beer, white, and then red.
I see.
What do you think?
Isn't this where the whole idea of beer before liquor, never sicker, or something like that starts coming into play?
Beer on whiskey, mighty risky.
Yes, okay.
But no whiskey around.
Oh,
beer on wine, fine anytime.
There you go. If you think about chips and dip, it depends, of course, on what chip and dip you're going to be doing.
Sure.
If you are doing our usual sour cream-based chip and dip where you can throw whatever you want to in it, definitely I'm thinking Sauvignon Blanc, Chardonnay, something like that.
Right, no doubt.
But I think mostly what we're finding is chips and salsa. Michael, what goes with chips and salsa?
Maybe a Riesling.
I don't think that's a bad idea. And since we are trying to answer the age-old questions of what do you drink before 10 o'clock, something like Conundrum, something like Sickle Bloss or Evolution.
There you go.
Definitely ties in well to all of those wonderful football parties. All right, our phone lines have been burning from callers in Texas who have been making nasty remarks about the college fight song we played a few moments ago. That was Boomer Sooner, the fight song of the Oklahoma University. They're ranked in the top five in the preseason polls. By the way, the Sooner State boasts 34 wineries and vineyards. And so now it's time for you to play along, and we will try not to fumble the ball.
Excuse me, I have to take a phone call.
1-877-4-CRUSH-1. That's 1-877-427-8741.
Copernicus called, and you are not the center of the universe.
The Wine Crush.
And on the wine line, we have someone ready to make a fool out of us, and willing is never a problem. Laura, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hello. I actually have two questions. Am I allowed to do that?
Maybe, if you don't stump us on the first one.
Yeah, we'll gauge your reaction.
When you're tailgating, is it better to do the boxed wines, or is it better to use the bottles?
When you're actually traveling, for those that have to come out of state to go watch Georgia play, the boxed wine tends to take up less room in the car, and since there are great boxed wines out there, the only problem I've found with the boxed wines in the past is finding a cooler big enough to keep them cold.
Well, and you know, the other problem is if you're taking a bottle of wine in, say, your overcoat as you're watching the football game, you always have that chance that when you lean over, the bottle falls out, crashes, and embarrasses you, plus the fact you don't now have nothing to drink.
Yeah,
so
the
box is better.
Yeah, that's the worst part is you actually lose the alcohol you can drink.
Right.
But no, in all actuality, either one of them is good. If you're having a big cooler, then yes, the box wine will serve a bigger group. The bottle wine just allows you to get more selection.
If you're doing the really serious kind of things that Laura's talking about with tablecloths and so forth, a bottle will be a little bit more appropriate.
All right, I think we got through your first question, and it wasn't too hard, so we'll let you have the second one.
There you go.
Second question is, when you guys were referring to some new wines in some restaurants, was wondering how much you can depend on a server to recommend. How much knowledge do they usually have? Are they familiar with wines? Are they good for asking recommendations, or should I go with already having what I want in mind?
This is going to be, we're going to have two different answers for you here. Laura, you go ahead and take the mean road.
Bottom line is, I think we had commented this on an earlier show. The Wine Spectator just did an article talking about the lack of wine service, the lack of wine knowledge that most people find in their restaurants. We strive very, very hard to train staff that they can answer intelligent questions about wine. But I would say 80% of the time, you're better off looking at what you like, knowing your own wine background, and figuring it out from there.
Yeah, and there's another thing that you can do, and that is look for that wine steward or sommelier, if there's such a person there. He's going to give you really good advice. It's not going to be intimidating, and I think that's the best way to go.
See, Michael's from fine dining, and I'm from the wholesale side, so we're the ones that train the staff, so I say no, they don't know it well enough.
There you go.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Well, it's our pleasure.
Thank you very much for calling in and being part of the Crush. We hope we haven't driven you off, and we'll get to hear from you again in the future. Well, as we head to break, I am about to start yelling and cheering and screaming as our salute to football continues. So stay with us and find out why.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has 7 models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 MPG highway, to the Aveo 5 with an EPA estimated 34 MPG highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of MPG, based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
So you think you're a Team 48 fan, right?
Try me.
How many Sprint Cup races have Jimmy?
229.
How many did
34
they?
34 wins.
Where was Jimmy?
El Cajon, California.
When was he?
9-17-75.
Where was Chad?
Rockport, Illinois.
I'm sorry, what?
Rockport, Illinois.
Rockport, Illinois? No, my friend. Chad Knaus was born in Rockford, Illinois. You call yourself a fan.
Become an official member of the Team Lowe's Racing Fan Club. Just log in at www.lowesracing.com and sign up today.
This is Jimmy Johnson, and I want to thank all of the Lowe's Team 48 fans for cheering us on over the years.
Lowe's, let's build something together.
There's a reason Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires for their high-performance vehicles. Just ask Cooper Tires technical advisor, Johnny Unser.
Roush tunes vehicles to reach their absolute limits. They need tires that can handle those limits, from handling to durability to safety. That's why they choose Cooper. And that same race-bred technology goes into every Cooper tire you buy, no matter what you drive.
For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Cooper Tires. Don't give up a thing.
Hey-ya! Doug, are you okay?
Mark, I'm practicing my ninja moves so I can take on weeds with Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer.
Do you mean there are ninjas inside the Spectracide bottle?
Well, using Spectracide is like sending an army of tiny green ninjas to kill weeds and unwanted grass right down to the root. You see the result in as fast as 3 hours.
I see, Sensei. I'm heading over to Lowe's to pick up Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer with ninja fighting power.
Just remember, Mark, weeds can't hide from Spectracide.
Bring the ball up. See the court, baby. See the court.
Let's go.
Right, see the open man. Go pass. That's
listen good. Carefully.
Yeah!
Okay, get back. Right.
What do you hear?
Good deeds.
Yes!
Do you know what that is?
No, that's right. Okay.
That's the sound of someone being there. The sound of someone caring about a kid.
Good shot. Yes.
That's the sound of a mentor. See a movie together, play catch, or just hang out. The important thing is spending time together. A little of your time means a lot to a kid.
This is Laura Bush. Help America's youth. Be a friend. Be a mentor. Just be there.
To be a mentor, go to BigBrothersBigSisters.org. That's BigBrothersBigSisters.org. A public service message brought to you by Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and the Ad Council.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Have a banana.
Eating well. Have two bananas. And playing.
Come on, Baloo.
Go together like best friends.
You better believe it.
With the food pyramid, the bare necessities of living healthy are easy.
That bring the bare necessities of life.
It gives you just the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Crazy.
So eat right.
You eat ants?
You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Be active.
Now move. That's it.
And don't forget to have fun.
You're lots of fun, Baloo.
That's the way to be the best.
You're all right, kid.
At anything you do.
Yeah, man.
You can go to mypyramid.gov to play some games and find out more.
Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Check out the new Wine Crush website to see what Laura and Michael look like and for lots of cool information about wine. Our website is winecrush.com.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And we are in the second quarter of our salute to college football. And I am absolutely in heaven because that darned turkey vulture finally found the theme song for my alma mater. And that chant was from the University of Georgia Bulldogs. For the record, they are ranked number one nationally.
Yes, I know that.
We're number one. We're number one. All right. Sorry, Michael.
That's your alma mater, too, isn't it?
It is. I got my undergraduate degrees at the University of Georgia.
Right.
Contrary to popular belief, you do not just drive through the town, brake hard, and they throw a diploma in the back seat.
Oh, really?
They don't.
Well, now, let me just ask you, were you a wine drinker in Athens?
Actually, no, wasn't much of a wine drinker at all. Drank a lot of beer, had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
At least from what I remember, it was a great 4-year break from reality.
Did you eat chicken wings at parties?
I ate a lot of chicken wings at parties, ate a lot of chicken wings while tailgating for the University of Georgia team, whatever state we happened to be in at the time.
Yeah, okay, well, that's good.
There's actually a fun fact. Do you know that the Georgia, which is the Peach State, actually boasts 32 wineries?
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Yes, they do. There's actually a big wine culture at Georgia. Where Athens is the heart of the wine country, and you have wineries like Chateau Alain and Bainbridge and a whole bunch of different wineries in that area. Chateau Alain has made itself famous because it's got a great golf course and has an amazing spa.
Yeah, and it looks cool from the road.
Yeah, so not only can you drink, relax, and enjoy the benefit of a winery, but you can get a manicure, pedicure, and get 18 in.
And, you know, I think they're kind of famous for their peach wine, too.
Yes. When you're looking at that peach wine, though, it actually pairs remarkably well with chicken wings.
That's great.
Well, if you think about it, you get different kind of sauces, you get different kind of fruit compotes put together, and it just lends to a lovely afternoon.
Well, okay. So you could talk about Georgia forever. Why don't we move on to Mr. Hake?
Joining us today is Richard Hake. He is our chef out in California, who is our eyes and ears in Napa Valley itself. Richard, welcome back to the Wine Crush. We're talking about football, and I know you're a Georgia football fan as well, but besides that, what's your favorite food at the football party?
Well, I mean, chicken wings and go dogs.
Go dogs.
That's what we're talking about here.
There we go. I knew I liked you. I knew there's a reason we kept you on the show.
We're going to agree on a lot of things on this show, I'm sure.
All right. Well, what do you have for us today?
Well, I've got a little red and black chicken wings.
Red and black chicken wings. Oh, you guys are making me sick.
Do they stand up and bark?
Well, if you put a little hot sauce on them, they can stand up and bark. But we don't want too much hot sauce because it's not going to go with our wine selection today.
Okay.
Fair enough. Well, tell me how you do your wings.
Well, it starts with a good marinade with smoked paprika, which I've talked about in previous shows. Is one of my favorite seasoning agents. It adds a nice smoky and depth of flavor to the marinade. And cracked black pepper, so there's our red and black. And marinate that overnight, and whether you're tailgating or if you want to make these before you go to the game, fire them up on the grill. I recommend the best way to cook them is on the grill, and finish them off with a squeeze of lemon and a healthy pinch of salt.
That definitely
sounds
wonderful.
Really does.
For those of you who'd like to check out the recipe, you can see it at our website, which is www.winecrush.com. So we do like the idea of doing your buffalo wings. Here's a question. Anytime you go in a restaurant, people ask you, do you want ranch or do you want blue cheese? What are you going to be dunking your wings in?
Ranch.
There you go.
Ranch. Are you? I'll take the blue cheese.
I'll take the ranch because my girlfriend's a Georgia fan and she loves ranch dressing.
Okay.
Well, what wine will you be drinking with your ranch dressing and your buffalo wings?
Well, you know, you don't want to get caught at a Georgia game with a glass of wine in your hand, but I'll pour it in my Solo cup, and it'll be a red Solo cup, and it'll be a Sauvignon Blanc.
Oh, no.
Oh,
it should be a Chardonnay, sir.
Oh, that's a lot of acidity to go with those hot wings.
I'll tell you, with something that spicy, you need something to calm it down, and I think a good buttery Chardonnay would go just right.
Yep, Michael and I are actually on the same page. You figure with the ranch dressing, big, huge Chardonnay, you know, something that'll beat someone else over the head, kind of like Georgia's going to do to whoever we play this year.
Well, my reasoning is that squeeze of lemon and that pinch of salt, it brings everything into balance, and it's really bright at the finish, so that leads me to the Sauvignon Blanc.
Okay. You know, Richard, I tried your recipe the last time using that smoked paprika. It's really excellent. It's a great way to go with a marinade.
Yes, and we all know how often I cook. I just listened to Michael talk about the smoked paprika and told me how good it was, so when I go out to a restaurant, I'll look for it.
So was it easy to find a smoked paprika, Michael?
No, it was not easy. As a matter of fact, it was really hard, and I had to go to a specialty shop around here. It's called the Fresh Market. But I did find it, and I got some, and I'm going to continue to use it. Thanks to you.
Well, maybe we can put a link on the webpage so people can go order it online, because it's a great spice to have in the cupboard.
Cool.
I like the way you think. Well, since I do like the way you think, we would love to put you to work helping answer questions from some of our wine callers. Do you have some time to sit and do that?
All the time in the world for you, Laura.
Oh, there you go. Good man. All right, on our wine line today, we have...
Hi, my name is Chuck. I'm wondering, what would be the classic wine pairing with a pastrami sandwich?
A pastrami sandwich. Anytime I think of pastrami sandwich, I think of a Grolsch, I think of a Budweiser. I don't usually think of wine. Gentlemen, help me out here.
I'm with you. Richard,
Michael, we're going to start with you, Michael.
Okay. All right. You know, pastrami, typically you've got the pastrami and rye and cheese. You usually, it's typically with a Thousand Island dressing. Those kind of flavors, they speak to Pinot Noir for me. Or maybe even a Riesling, maybe an Alsatian Riesling for that matter. How about you, Richard?
Well, Michael, I was going with the Alsatian wine as well. The Alsatian Riesling, you know, I think would be perfect. The saltiness of the pastrami because it's cured, the richness of the Thousand Island dressing, and just trying to stick close to the homeland where the pastrami comes from, I think it'll be a perfect pairing.
Yeah.
Richard, what is pastrami?
Pastrami is a cured brisket, and so it's a wet brine, actually, and it's brined and then roasted and then sliced on a meat slicer for a sandwich.
So it is beef?
It is beef,
okay.
Yeah.
You know, I originally kind of described it as pickled beef.
Yeah, so it is it's a pickling brine. It's soaked in, and then... So think of corned beef as well. Pastrami just is then covered usually in pepper and then roasted. The red color to your pastrami comes from a little addition of nitrates, which we see in a lot of cured meats.
Yeah, right.
All right. So if y'all are going to stick with whites, then I'm going to go with something just like a basic red Meritage. One of your table reds, like Kendall Jackson does a KJ Meritage. I'll be the red answer for today, and something $10 and under, just your basic blend, should hit all those points.
There you go.
Fair and balanced, Laura. Fair and balanced.
I've never heard that in used to describe Miss Laura.
All right. Well, on that note, Richard, thank you very much for calling in and being part of the Crush. You're always a welcome addition to the studio. Hopefully, we'll be calling in you again sometime soon.
Hopefully, we'll be seeing each other at a Georgia game sometime soon.
All right. I'll bring the alcohol if you'll cook. How about that?
I'll get the wings going.
Perfect. All right. Well, we're approaching halftime, and I'm winning, as always. But when we return, we'll have a wine expert run through some timeless advice you don't want to miss.
So, you know, we won the Cup in 06, then we won again in 07. So, naturally, me, Jimmy, Chad, and the guys, we're really happy. And, you know, of course, we've had some...
What's this we? We won in 06. We won in 07. What, are you part of Lowe's Team 48?
Yeah.
Become an official member of the Team Lowe's Racing Fan Club. Just log in at www.lowesracing.com and sign up today. You'll get the club's free track record magazine, members-only discounts, weekly club emails, and lots more.
This is Jimmy Johnson. Looking forward to having you on the team.
Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
You wanna go? All of you who wanna go to college. Wanna go? You best listen to this knowledge. Listen. You gotta be a go-getter, cause it's hard to get there. Get up in their face, get up in their space. Excuse me, missus. You say you're my teacher, you say you're my preacher. Excuse me, mister. You act like you're large and you say you're in charge. So show me, what is it that I need? So tell me, the books I should read. Somebody hit me with the 411. There are steps to take, there's a job to be done. I want step one, step two, step three spelled out. All the info is what I'm about. So ask for help and do not stop. knowhowtogo.org. Let's ride.
That was Farnsworth Bentley with Wanna Go. For more college info, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking.
Hmm.
You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing. You're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know, I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay? I know.
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Salagadoola, metricaboola, bibbidi-bobbidi.
You must be your fairy godmother. Yes.
It doesn't take a fairy godmother to tell you that the right fit means everything.
Good heavens, child. You can't go in that.
Children under 4'9" need to be in a booster seat because they aren't ready for adult safety belts alone. Many parents miss the important step of booster seats.
Maybe you better explain things to him.
Booster seats raise your child up so that a safety belt designed for adults will fit and protect them properly.
Oh, that does make a difference.
Remember that 4'9" is the magic number. And get your little pumpkin there safely in a booster seat.
Hop in, my dear. Oh, thank you.
And like Cinderella, you can live happily ever after.
It's like a dream. A wonderful dream come true.
For more information, visit boosterseat.gov. This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And you are listening to the show that's all about the grape in all its glory, The Wine Crush, that goes into all the questions you wouldn't answer yourself, like what wine goes well with football.
Right.
For those of you who want to reach out and ask us questions or have us clarify something we've confused you about, you can reach us at 877-4-CRUSH-1, or you can email us at info@winecrush.com. And for those of you who want to call in with commentary about University of Georgia, feel free. You can call Michael's cell phone, and we'll have that on the website.
Yeah, that's great, Laura. Listen, it's my turn to talk about my school, and I got to admit, it is no University of Georgia. That song that we were listening to is from my school. That's Western Carolina Catamounts. It's located in a town that you've never heard of. It's called Cullowhee. But the good news is it's in a beautiful, beautiful part of North Carolina in the Appalachian Mountain Range, and it is truly just a stunning place.
Were you a wine drinker in college?
I thought I was a cool guy, and I drank scotch and lots of beer.
Oh, that's fair enough. What did you major in?
I was a biology and chemistry major.
That's terrifying,
yeah.
Michael. That's absolutely terrifying.
I know.
What were some of the popular food at your football parties besides bison and Tyrannosaurus
bison
Rex?
And rattlesnake and Cheetos.
Cheetos.
Yes, that's... And that's bad. And those little fried pork skins.
Oh, pork rinds.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you know, something a lot more people are doing in these health conscious days are having veggie trays at football parties.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen a lot of it, the pretty crudité out there.
Right.
Is there a wine that goes well with crudité and your little celery and your broccoli florets and your little mini carrots?
I think it depends on what you're dipping those things in. If it's a cream-based sauce, I would go directly to a Sauvignon Blanc or, you know, a Pinot Grigio, something lighter, easy to drink.
I think you and I are actually in agreement on this one.
Yeah.
Obviously, with the little vegetables, Sauvignon Blanc is the natural great choice.
Right.
But Sauvignon Blanc is truly a wine drinker's wine. The acidity can get too much for people.
Right. No doubt.
So the Pinot Grigio or Pinot Gris definitely fits in well. And once again, Pinot Gris falls in that category of wine it's acceptable to drink before 10 in the morning.
And yeah, that's right. And, you know, there's another really good little dip that you can make out of mayonnaise and mustard. With that kind of a thing, Gewürztraminer goes pretty well.
Michael, that sounds a little less highbrow than we expect from you.
Okay, so maybe I should say mayonnaise and curry.
There you go, mayonnaise curry, mayonnaise maybe some curry. Leeks, yeah. some shallots, some very hard-to-find spice. There we go. Yeah. For the record to our listeners, Michael actually came up with something involving two things that are in everybody's refrigerator.
Right.
Stomp them grapes and make that wine.
I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And today we're going to break things up a little bit on the Wine Crush. We have been fortunate enough and we have brought you various winemakers and growers in the past. But today we are very, very fortunate. We have Sharon McCarthy, and she is the Vice President of Wine Education for Bonfi Vintners. Well, Sharon, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Well, thank you both very much. I appreciate being invited in.
It's a pleasure to have you here.
Give our listeners an idea of what Bonfi does.
Well, we were founded back in 1919 by John Mariani Sr., and we were founded at that time as an importer of fine wines. But in 1978, his two sons, John Jr. and Harry, took the company a step further. And what they did is, as Americans, they went to Italy in a big way and established two wineries and vineyard properties in Italy, in Tuscany, in the central part of Italy, and also in Piedmont in the northwestern corner of Italy.
So Americans going to Italy to build wineries, that's kind of unheard of back then, wasn't it?
Oh, it sure was. And we weren't quite welcomed with open arms, but we've done so much at the winery, and we have made so many inroads and in our, we call it pursuit of excellence, that we are now welcomed with open arms. And we also, as the Bonfi Vintners arm, import some of the finest wines in the world, not just from Italy, but from places like Chile, Argentina, and Australia.
When you're educating the public, what are some of the greatest misconceptions you come across that the public has about wine?
Yeah, one of the misconceptions I think they have is that in order to be a good wine, the wine has to be expensive. And that couldn't be further from the truth. We represent, through the Bonfi Vintners portfolio, wines that fit, we like to say, every palate and every pocketbook. So a wine is quality. We have quality wines in Cantina Riunita at $4.99 a bottle. We also have quality wines in our Castello Bonfi Super Tuscans, Sumus and Excelsis at $75, $85 a bottle. And the same thing holds true from Chile with Conchitoro's Frontera, which runs the gamut. Frontera is about $4.99. And then we have the wonderful, the extraordinary Don Melchor that receives rave reviews and sells for about $50, $60 a bottle. So I think that's the biggest misconception, that it's got to be expensive in order to be quality. What you need to look at is the producer name on the label, and that gives you the quality.
Hey, Sharon, can you do us and our listeners a favor? Give us your website so that all these poor people driving don't have to write everything down and can keep up with all your brands.
It's very, very easy. You can go to www.bonfivintners.com, www.castellobonfi.com. You'll find us. Or just Google Bonfi and you'll find us. We have a great website.
They're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Yes, we are.
Well, I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And we are speaking with Sharon McCarthy. She is the Vice President of Wine Education for Bonfi Vintners. So I've got to ask you, were you behind Riuniti on Ice is Nice?
No, that was before I took over, but I still promote Riuniti on Ice. That's nice. I think it's a great slogan. And, you know, the interesting thing about Riuniti and especially the Lambrusco is that our sales have just been increasing by leaps and bounds in the last couple of years. It's exciting to see that this is the type of wine or a style of wine that the American consumer likes in general, and it's bringing more people to the wine tasting table, and that's what we're all about in education, to have more people learn about wine and enjoy wine.
You are president of the Society of Wine Educators. Will you tell our listeners a little bit about the wine education program and what the Society of Wine Educators is?
Yeah, Society of Wine Educators is an organization that was founded in the early 1970s. And at first, it was founded by educators. But today, we welcome anyone who has a sincere interest in wine. We're the leading organization for certification in the United States, and perhaps we will soon be in the world as well.
Society of Wine Educators definitely has a great testing program. And for those of you who just want to learn a little bit more about wine.
Or a lot more.
Or a lot more about wine. Certified Wine Educators Study Guide is hands down the most comprehensive and best wine book anybody can get. It will tell you everything you ever need to know to walk into a crowd of people and sound like you know what you're talking about.
No doubt.
Thank you very, very much for being part of The Crush today, talking about Banfi, talking about how our listeners can get more educated when it comes to wine, and just giving some great all-around advice.
Well, thank you both very much. I enjoyed chatting with you.
As we come up to a small break, we have our weekly wine teaser designed especially to keep you listening. It fits today's theme perfectly. What past and present NFL quarterbacks are part of a venture called Gridiron Cellars Wine? The answer when we return.
Hey-ya! Doug, are you okay?
Mark, I'm practicing my ninja moves so I can take on weeds with Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer.
Do you mean there are ninjas inside the Spectracide bottle?
Well, using Spectracide is like sending an army of tiny green ninjas to kill weeds and unwanted grass right down to the root. You see the result in as fast as 3 hours.
I see, Sensei. I'm heading over to Lowe's to pick up Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer with ninja fighting power.
Just remember, Mark, weeds can't hide from Spectracide.
I'm on a test track riding in a Roush Mustang with Cooper Tires technical advisor Johnny Unser to learn why Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires.
Wow, feel that grip?
Yeah, I felt it. Cooper incorporates what they learn at the track into engineering high-performing, reliable, safe tires for whatever you drive on the street.
Okay, time to cut her loose.
We weren't already cutting her loose? Cooper Tires, don't give up a thing. For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Okay, seriously, I want out.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has 7 models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Avail 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of mpg, based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. Easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean it.
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers, a nudge. Dying forests, they were a tap on the shoulder. We got a finger in our chest from the rising sea level, and a sharp poke in the ribs from recent wildfires in Alaska. Then dying coral reefs and eroding coastlines pushed us hard. The drowned polar bears, that was a shove. Melting permafrost, that was a slap. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution before it's too late. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
For all sorts of fun information about wine, go to our new website, winecrush.com. That's winecrush, all one word, .com.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And you're listening to the weekly show about wine. And today we are having a lot of fun. We have been talking about college football, definitely one of my favorite topics. In honor of that, and in honor of our precious boss, that's Mr. Doug Rice, for those of you who want to send complaints in, that's the fight song from his alma mater, the Appalachian State Mountaineers. For those of you listening, that's pronounced Appalachian. And not the other way, as most of you probably say it. App State has won the last 3 Division II national championships in football. And by saluting the Mountaineers, we get to keep our jobs for one more week.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Before our last time out, we tossed this question at you. What past and present NFL quarterbacks are part of a venture called Gridiron Cellars Wine? Michael, do you have a clue?
Not really, Laura.
That's a great surprise. All right. Gridiron Cellars is a charity wine project of New Orleans Saints starring quarterback Drew Brees and past Saints signal caller Bobby Hebert. There are two different varieties. There is the Vintage Brees Chardonnay and the Cajun Cannon Cabernet.
Oh, good.
All right. All proceeds from the sales go to the Brees Dream Foundation and Cystic Fibrosis.
Now, that is really a good idea.
It is. I'm wondering if the Brees Chardonnay is on the lees.
I don't know.
For our listeners, if you want to check out more about this, you can go to the website, which is charityhop.com. For more info and how to find the wine. All right, our crack research staff of the turkey vulture, two hamsters, a gerbil, and the partridge in the pear tree could not find a wine who had the name football in it.
Mm.
All right, in case you're wondering, we do not have a pig on our staff this week. He's out being kicked around the field, unless you, of course, want to count Michael the wine swine still being in the studio.
Out!
All right, well, they all can't be winners. As we continue our drive toward the goal line, what football party would be complete without
pizza?
And these days there are so many pizza choices out there, it's insane. There's probably as many different pizza styles and choices as there are wines at this point.
They really are. And you know, the old traditional pizza with the tomato sauce and the cheese is just one type. You've got red pizzas, white pizzas, stone ground. You've got pizzas that is made with corn instead of flour. Lots of different styles.
I mean, the days of just Domino delivers, I think, are totally out the window. Definitely Wolfgang Puck has a lot to do that with all his California eateries. But you're finding restaurants these days that are spending upwards of $2,000 up to $8,000 on these big pizza ovens that come straight from Italy.
That's right. And they do nothing but cook pizza.
They are definitely great things. And so, of course, this leads us to having more pizza that matches with more wine.
Yeah.
I like the very thin crust, crispy pizzas and the ones that are done with white sauces and basil and tomato. And having that with a glass of Pinot Grigio is absolutely perfect.
Yeah, you got it. That's a great choice.
Well, that music is my producer's way of steering us back to your calls and emails. And you can reach us at 877-4-CRUSH-1. Or if you're more of a nonverbal kind of person, you can email us at info@winecrush.com. Right now, we have Jerry with us on the wine line. Jerry, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hey, Lauren, Michael, how are you folks today?
We are great. Hey, Jerry, are you a football fan?
Well, I am, and in fact, I'm getting ready to go to a tailgate. I'm on my way to do some shopping and decided just to call in and see if I could pick your brain on an alternative to just doing the usual beer thing with the tailgate.
You must have a really long line in that grocery store to be bored enough to call us, but we certainly do appreciate that.
No problem. Well, we're going to be grilling some Italian sausage and some bratwurst, that kind of thing. And just, you know, I'll grab a six-pack of beer, but want to see if you could recommend some wine to go with that type of menu.
I think if you're going to do bratwurst, that's one of my favorite things to see at football games. And you need to do almost a sweeter style white wine. I mentioned earlier my favorite wines before 10 in the morning. One is Conundrum and the other is Sokolblosser Evolution. The little bit of sweetness in both of those would go great with that bratwurst.
And,
Michael?
And that's right. As far as the bratwurst is concerned, the sweet wine goes well. I would go back to the mother country there and find myself a good German Riesling to go with that. But now, Jerry, with the Italian sausage, let's just go to Italy and pick up a cheap bottle of Chianti and, as a matter of fact, pick up two cheap bottles of Chianti.
There we go. A Sangiovese kind of dream.
That's it.
Well, Jerry, what football game are you going to?
Well, we're going to go see Carolina play Maryland.
All right. Well, we will keep our fingers crossed. I assume you're cheering for Carolina?
That would be correct.
All right. Good, man. That means you're open to call back into the show anytime you want to. Jerry, thank you very much for being part of the Crush today.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. And we have another brave soul who called into the wine line.
Hi, my name is Lisa, and I'm calling from Conneaut, Ohio. I was wondering why sometimes when I drink wine do I get all red in the face and hot and flushed, and what type of wine that is or what it is in the wine so that I know to avoid it unless I feel like getting all hot. Thanks.
Lisa, I know what's usually in the wine where I usually get my face feeling hot and flush. It's usually after the second bottle and I put my foot in my mouth. So that's exactly what's in that wine.
Yeah, I think it's the alcohol in the wine.
In all sincerity, I have a lot of friends and I have had sales reps in the past. It was always fun to watch them. I could look at them and tell whether or not they'd been out tasting or been out drinking. Certain people are just geared to the fact that they drink red wine or a certain kind of wine that their face just lights up like a light bulb.
Yeah.
There are certain characteristics in wine, but you're going to find, my imagination is, that you are going to get red off a lot other alcohols. It's actually the thinness of your skin coupled with esters and anthocyanins that are in the wine that have it happen to you.
Yeah. And you know, several people that I know, just their nose gets red. But then, I guess it's just the proximity of blood vessels to your skin.
That, and if Michael would quit hanging out with Santa, the Jolly Elves, and Rudolph, we wouldn't have this problem. All right, and there's the two-minute warning. That means we'll take our final time out and return in just a moment.
There's a reason Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires for their high-performance vehicles. Just ask Cooper Tires technical advisor Johnny Unser.
Roush tunes vehicles to reach their absolute limits. They need tires that can handle those limits, from handling to durability to safety. That's why they choose Cooper. And that same race-bred technology goes into every Cooper tire you buy, no matter what you drive.
For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Cooper Tires. Don't give up a thing.
Hey, Mark, have you noticed any of the Spectracide green ninjas around the track?
Green ninjas, Doug?
Yeah, I'm serious. I haven't noticed any weeds or nasty crabgrass. They must have used Spectracide Weed Stop Plus Crabgrass Killer.
You know, I haven't seen any crabgrass.
Using Spectracide is like sending an army of tiny green ninjas to take out the weeds without harming your lawn. You see results in as fast as 8 hours.
Hand me a bottle of Spectracide Weed Stop Plus Crabgrass Killer. I'll get those ninjas in my yard.
Weeds can't hide from Spectracide.
So, you know, we won the cup in 06, then we won again in 07. So, naturally, me, Jimmy, Chad, and the guys were really happy. And, you know, of course, we've had
What's this we? We won in 06. We won in 07. What, are you part of Lowe's Team 48?
Yeah.
Become an official member of the Team Lowe's Racing Fan Club. Just log in at www.lowesracing.com and sign up today. You'll get the club's free track record magazine, members-only discounts, weekly club emails, and lots more.
This is Jimmy Johnson. Looking forward to having you on the team.
Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has 7 models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Aveo 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of MPG, based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough. Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, 1 out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Welcome back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm Michael Ambrose.
And you are joining the weekly wine show that this week is devoted to college football.
Yes, sir.
See, that's the joy of being on the radio. You can get totally, totally off track and still have fun, and you still have to listen. All right. Well, what you were listening to was the fight song from The Ohio State University. My producer is from the Buckeye State, and he's in the control room trying to do Script Ohio all by himself. That is a hideous sight, and it will not be posted on our WineCrush.com website. But yours truly and Michael's award-winning images are.
Yes, and my beautiful face is smiling out at everyone there.
Yes, and when you get tired of looking at that, Richard Hake's recipes are also there, as are our blogs and some wine recommendations, so do check it out. Something else interesting to check out that my turkey vulture has just informed me, you can now listen to the Wine Crush as a podcast. Yes, you can be exercising and run yourself into the ground while listening to Michael's voice. Or in that case, run into a tree because you get so distracted. We've been talking about food and wine pairings for these wonderful Saturday and Sunday events, and there's one staple of any good party that we have yet to mention.
What would that be?
Well, it's going to be chili. And I have to understand that there are other regions of the country besides the SEC.
Uh-huh.
And it is cool enough during the first six games of the football season to actually have chili. However, deep in the South, chili is not something we think about till November.
That's right.
Michael, everyone is very passionate about their chili. Everyone says their dad makes the best chili, their mom makes the best chili, or they make the best chili. What is your chili?
You know, mine is remarkably sweet styled.
Really?
That's one of the few things that I like sweet. I use ground beef, tomato sauce, just about half as much chili as most people, lots of sauteed onions in it, and then I mix it and match it with Cabernet Sauvignon.
There you go.
So how about you?
I actually am not a huge chili fan,
mm-hmm.
Just because the time, the effort, everything that goes into cooking it. I did have one of the most unique bowls of chili, though, probably about 6 months ago. Someone had done a curried chili.
Oh, wow. Never heard of it.
With the steak and with beans and everything else.
It sounds great.
It really, really was good.
You know, that's great stuff.
Do call and email us. Call us at 877-4-CRUSH-1 and tell us about your chili experiences. Or you can email us at info@winecrush.com. And Diane from Cincinnati definitely did send us an email. And she writes, lots of stores carry table red wine. The price seems right. What is it? Diane, I think that's one of the best values in the wine business today.
Yeah.
A lot of people do red table wine. You know, we recently had a lot of heavy vintages. We had a lot of grapes coming through, 06, 05. And what would happen is people would have excess grapes, and some of these wineries would put together just red table Meritage wines off leftover juice they had.
Sure.
And I think these things are remarkable. Generally, they can be a blend of Cabernet, Merlot, Syrah, Zinfandel, Grenache, Sangiovese. That's the joy of a red table wine. In the States, you don't have to put what's in it.
Right, right.
So, hey, just like chili.
Yeah.
Just like your chili.
That's right.
You don't really know everything that's in it, but when it all comes together, it's great. So for those of you who are looking for nice, rational, inexpensive red wines, a red table wine is definitely the way to go.
No doubt.
Well, that's not the final gun I've finally given up and shot Michael. In all seriousness, we've had a blast this week, but we used up all our time and the paramedics are en route. So I'm Laura Lawson.
And I'm the wounded Michael Ambrose.
And we encourage you always, drink what you like, not what you're told. And do remember, in vino veritas, in wine, there is truth.